Stay in the know with Radio 2000 Podcast.
Ladies, are you sitting down? Huh? Do you have something nice and warm to drink? Even a glass of water is fine. I just want you to be relaxed and ready to meet this wonderful gentleman that I have for you. He's a bachelor. He is single, ready to mingle. His name is Lester, 49 years old. He describes himself as tall, slender built, and he says, "I put a lot of 49-year-olds into shame, physically wise. His physique, Shem, will put other 49-year-olds to shame." Lester joins us on the line. Good morning, Lester.
Hi, Susan Dabby.
Oh, my goodness. The voice matches the physique. Everything just, the combos are communicating. Hello, Papa.
How are you, Mom?
I'm good. How are you?
It will be okay this afternoon.
It will definitely be okay this afternoon, because let me tell you something. By the time I'm done with you and you give out your contact details, your phone is going to be ringing like a call center. Do you hear me, Lester?
I'm all system.
Yo, the voice alone, the description of your physique, Jay. Tick, tick. Are you good, though?
I'm okay, Susan.
So let me get to know you a little bit better, right? You are single and ready to mingle. How long have you been single for?
About 6 years now.
For 6 years?
Yeah.
Are you a divorcee?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you are a divorcee.
Yeah.
Okay. And you have two kids. Tell me a bit about your children.
Oh, lovely kids. Mm. Respectful. And they're all that. I must say I'm very fortunate. Other parents are having challenges, but I'm having none of those. Instead, they're giving me good, nice life problems.
Oh, that's wonderful. So How old are they?
It's 21 and 15.
Hi, you kulisile, Lester.
I try.
Hey, you kulisile. So how's the co-parenting arrangement between you and your ex-wife?
No, it's okay. It's not a problem. It's a co-parenting between two adults.
Okay.
Two parents, if I can put it that way.
That's good. I like that, because sometimes there can be a little bit of drama, you know what I mean? And someone who is interested in you definitely doesn't want to be part of that drama. So I had to ask that question.
Yeah.
So you reside in the south of Johannesburg, born and bred in Johannesburg?
Lived and bred.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, born there.
Born there. And then you moved to Johannesburg.
Yes.
Okay. So one of the things that you say is that you have a house, you have a car, you have a job. That sounds to me like someone who's stable, you know?
Yeah. I'm very stable.
Yeah. And what type of relationship are you looking for? Are you looking to get married again?
At this point in time, I wouldn't really say I want to get married, because that thing of getting married gets triggered by so many other things. You can say no and then only to find next month you say, "I'm feeling this way now."
Mm.
It's more of a feeling getting married. It's not an intention.
Mm.
You can have an intention and it will get disrupted.
I hear you.
So it's more of a feel, more especially when you feel it with someone.
So right now, though, you're looking for like a partnership, a relationship, nothing serious?
That is correct. Come again?
Nothing serious.
It could be, depends on the mood.
Aha. You know,
who does Lopin change?
And Yaktola. I hear you. Let's get into the type of man that you are. You say that you love listening to soul music, and you even have a collection. Top
That's
five
correct.
Favorite artists of all time for you.
Hey, give me Howard Hewitt anytime.
Call his name.
Give me Eric Gable.
Mm.
Give me Eugene Wilde.
Mm.
Tawata Aji.
Yeah.
And Michael Franks.
Oof. Okay.
And who else? And then give me a bit of Grover there. Grover Washington.
Yeah.
Bob Baldwin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more than five. Pella, you just went on and on and on. I can tell that you love your soul and R&B.
Certain things, once you trigger them, they come natural. You can say I'm cooking one pot, you end up being six pots.
When did you start loving soul music? Do you remember a point where you fell in love with soul and R&B?
Mechanic like said it before, baby family. It starts from the family. And once it's something you listen to at home over and over again, it becomes a part of you, even in a normal conversation that will make a line in a song.
Yeah.
You take that line and make it a song.
Yeah. Lester, you sound so mature. You sound like someone who knows their story. You sound settled and confident, and I like that. I like that. You also say you've got so much love to share. Have you been dating, Nyana? Have you been, you know, kind of testing the waters to see what's out there? And what is your observation of the dating pool as a 49-year-old?
Yeah, I did try, but it didn't work out. And, you know, approaching the old school from the street, I'm too shy for that. I'm just a natural shy person. So I want to try and get all those avenues where they make it easy. But at the end of the day, you know you're going to meet that individual. So I've tried, but I'm shy. Let's put it that way.
What are you attracted to? Like, what type of woman are you attracted to?
As I said, there my explanation, somebody who's settled. Kids is not an issue, but they need to be old enough. When we do a short left, they can be left alone.
Oh, yes.
And spending time together. Somebody who's stable, somebody who's settled. I may not ask I'm in a lake, but what else I don't have.
Yeah.
So I know some of these dynamics. Someone has got kids. Someone works odd hours. It's part of us. You need to accept and accommodate that. But somebody who's stable in life, who's working in her own place, and all those nitty-gritties. And someone very simple, not complicated. I'm a very simple guy.
You sound very simple. You really do. You sound like a very
simple
guy.
I still prefer pop and verse, basic. And then the stew will do it later. Let's perfect the basic and move and we move along, because the stew is more complicated.
I like you a lot. So tell me about your the age preference. You're 49. How old must this lady be?
Between 49 and 55.
Oh, okay. All right. So you don't mind a lady that's much that's a little bit older than you?
You know, with my physique, looking at me being 49 and small frame, one can say age is not a true definition of a human being.
True.
Once you take care of yourself, you tend to confuse others when they look at you. They say, are you really 49? They say, yes. Because they're expecting something else, which I'm not going to mention.
So between the ages of 49 and 55, are you open to a long-distance relationship?
No.
Okay. So that is something that you're not okay with. The lady must be in Johannesburg.
Yeah, I must be in Johannesburg, round about my area there, Johannesburg South.
Johannesburg South. Is Pretoria too far for you?
Pretoria?
It's too far.
I'll be very bluntly honest. This is Dombi. Yes,
it's too far. Okay, now I was just trying to see how far from Johannesburg we can go.
Midrand, so, the most, the area.
Midrand is your cutoff point.
That's correct.
Okay, Baba. No, that's perfectly fine. And physique-wise, I know that men... Listen, you a small waist and a big bum, tick tick. Is that also what you're into? Or physique wise, what does your ideal lady look like?
You've just described it for me.
Small waist, big bum.
and I'm tall and race is not an issue.
Race is not an issue
black,
as well.
Colored,
so
yeah, no, it's not.
Black, colored, white, Indian. You're open to that.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I like that. I think we've come to the end of our conversation, and I've seen your picture. You are extremely handsome, and I don't think you'll have a problem finding someone.
Okay, let's see.
One of the things that you say you do, oh my gosh, before I let you go, you say that you enjoy time at home, you enjoy cooking, and you enjoy cleaning.
Yeah.
I can imagine with good music playing in the background, you've got the mop, you're busy making sure that the house is nice and looking good while the madam is maybe assisting you, or she's taking care of other things as well?
That music delays me because I tend to cook and clean the whole day. Oh my goodness.
Lester, you're not going to have a problem finding someone. Let me tell you that. For free 99, you're not going to have a problem.
Okay.
All right. It's time for you to give out your contact details.
Okay.
Are you going to give us your number, your email?
I can be contacted on WhatsApp 067.
Uh-huh.
683.
Uh-huh.
5250.
Okay. Repeat that number again.
067.
Uh-huh.
683.
Yeah.
5240.
5240, not 52. Okay. Let me repeat that number again. Ladies, grab a pen quickly. Lester's number is 067-683-5240.
That's correct.
Thank you so much, Lester. All the best. The lines are going to start ringing any minute now.
Thank you, sister.
Any minute now. Have fun, and we're going to catch up with you later on, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you missed it, catch the rewind on radio2000.co.za.